Navigating the Storm, Book 2 of the Pirates of New Earth series, written by Sarah Branson, narrated by Helen Lacer, production copyright 2022 by Sarah Branson, produced by eAudio Productions.
Part 1. 1. Safe Haven, Edo, October 2360. I keep my weapon clasped close to my breast, at the ready. The late afternoon sun beats down intensely on my head as I crouch behind the large rock. It is unseasonably warm for October, especially for northern Edo in the foothills of Mizuyama. These hills usually cool early in the fall, but not this year. I feel sweat accumulate in my short curls and on my brow as I press myself against the cool stone and listen carefully, knowing my fully armed assailants are circling on the far side of the boulder. I can hear them jabbering back and forth with each other in their own language. They are armed as well, and they're gunning for me, but I'm ready to fight back. "Just take your time, Cat Wallace. There are only two of them. You can wait until they are distracted." I take a deep breath and start to move, but freeze as I hear a yell in the distance. Damn it. It's their leader. She is particularly shrewd and will organize the attack. I rethink my strategy. Three armed and now organized opponents? There's no way I'm getting out of here without taking some fire. Suddenly, there is palpable silence. They're closing in. It's time for me to move. I leap around my rocky refuge, aim my weapon, and begin to fire as I yell, "Avast me, hearties! Dead men tell no tales!" I hear their cries go up, and then I am hit once, twice. They continue to fire, and I know I'm done for, but I won't go alone. I fall to the ground and wait, panting, my finger on the trigger. As they approach, I push onto my elbow, point my rifle, and begin to empty its contents onto them. My shots are, even now, accurate, and I hear screams from my attackers, but they too are unrelenting, and I find I'm hit again and again.
"Mama, you are getting my hair all wet,"
Gray shrieks at me through her giggles. Kick and Mac throw their water pistols aside and simply jump on me, cackling with toddler chuckles.
"We got you, we got you."
I am soaked through, but it feels good in the heat. "Yes, you did." I wipe a wet curl from my face. "But then you approached while I still had ammo, so I got you." We're all talking and laughing at once. Gray turns and puts her little 5-year-old hands on her hips as she castigates her just barely 2-year-old brothers.
"Told you, we're supposed to wait a safe distance."
I smile as she repeats the lessons I've taught her. The boys, one sturdy with brown curls and green eyes, and one slighter with straight dark hair and eyes to match, though, are joyously wet and muddy and don't listen to their sister's scolding. They suddenly see their grandmother, Takai's mother, who had brought Gray over to the park from school, and they run toward her for a hug. She's going to hate getting all that mess on her. I hop up and scoop Gray into my arms, kissing the dark brown waves of her hair that are now dripping with water as I move to run interference for Yumiko. "Thanks for bringing Gray over," I smile at the stern, unyielding face. My rough and rowdy play with the kids has never impressed her. "Too fucking bad. We have fun." "Boys, don't get mud on your grandmother." I provide lip service for them to behave, but in reality, I kind of like seeing them fluster her and mess up her impeccable self. She has never warmed to me, and the events last month in Bosch have made her even colder still. She breathes a disapproving inhale through her nose. "Is this really an appropriate way for you to play with my grandchildren? They aren't pirates, you know. The boys are far too small for such roughhousing, and I really think Gray should stop this brawling and start something more suitable for a young lady, like Ikebana." She looks disapprovingly at the children. Gray has climbed down from my arms, and she and the boys are now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?